Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Jess, this is probably ignorant, but don't you think that Keri Russell and Matthew Rhys have like an amazing sex life?
Well, I know they have an awesome brownstone together, which is very sweet. I love that. I think that they go to the Whole Foods in Gowanus. They prep. They make each other like avocado toast on Ezekiel bread. And they light a bunch of candles. Somebody like sets the bath for the other one. They draw a bath. There's like a clawfoot tub.
That's disgusting. There's nothing more vile than drawing a bath.
They listen to the Shins. And then they hold each other's faces and like flutter their eyebrows at each other, and then they like kiss each other, and then they really like just make out for a long time, and then before they go to bed they run lines together.
Fluttering their eyelashes at each other?
Yes.
Oh my god, he's like 40. Okay, first of all, I feel like Matthew Rhys and Keri Russell's sex life is bomb.com because he's Welsh AF.
Yeah, how is that not bomb, what I just described? That sounds iconic.
Okay, do you flutter your eyelashes at Blaine?
Yes.
In bed?
You know, like spreading eye juices and stuff.
You guys are gross.
Hey, y'all, it's me, Ms. J. Willie.
And I'm Phoebe Robinson.
And we've got a special boner episode with two California girls, so you know they're my people, Caitlin Gill and Danielle Radford.
They were recorded at our live show in L.A.
That was hot. That show was incredible.
It was so cool, and, like, the audience was just so on board with,
they
like, everyone.
They were hot.
It was a hot night.
Those are my people. Anyway, let's listen to the episode right now.
Our next act, she's very, very talented. She tours all over the country. She has a weekly show on Tuesdays at the Hollywood Improv Lab that she co-hosts with Bobcat Goldthwait. It's called Crab Apple. Please give it up for Caitlin Gill! Coolest night of my life. I'm not cool enough for this. I'm not cool enough for Two Dope Queens.
They're so cool.
Quintessentially cool. I know I am not cool. I am a dork. I know my brand. I know this. I proved it to myself. I was driving to my show Crab Apples. This happened last Tuesday. That is honest. I was driving down Melrose, 10 and 2, real safe, and I was rocking some jams. I had a hot dance track. Bumping. Is that what they do? They bump? I was listening to RuPaul's Call Me Mother. Ah! Ah! It's so good! It's so good! And right when it comes on, I'm driving, still 10 and 2, but the song is so good that it sends me into fantasy. I am full fantasy in my head. And right when the song starts, I walk in the club and I look so good! And right, it's like a minute. It's just like a minute of me like voguing, and I'm on the floor and I'm, and I look amazing. And in my mind, I'm still fantasizing. I mean, the song is excellent, and it does what every good dance song does. It draws everybody out on the floor for about a minute, and then there's a break. There's a break. That's when super hot dancers throw super hot moves. So in my fantasy, I got ready. I got so ready. And I backed up to make room for the circle. That's not a cool fantasy. That is a fantasy in which I watched other people be cool and encouraged them. That's dork shit. I can for sure tell you the last time I heard John Mayer. This kills me. This was at Thanksgiving last year. We're at the table and we're just finishing up and Dad's thinking about putting on some tunes the way dads do. And he explains that his phone talks to his speakers now. Have you heard of this? Yes, I've heard of that. But he's very excited. He's like, I found a new thing. I wanted to see if you had been turned on to it. I wanted to see if you know. Have you heard of this John Mayer? 2016 that happened. That was last year. Yeah, the guy can really shred. He was so excited. He just didn't know. It's like Spotify suggested it. And he was like, yeah, all right. Now he's down the rabbit hole. And there's no bringing him back. The 13-year-old in me was like, actually, Dad. But like... I'm a grown woman now. I just let him have this one. Yeah, Dad, John Mayer. He really shreds. I moved here to Los Angeles from San Francisco. Yes. I like to think I did San Francisco right. When I got there, I had only been with men. And when I left, it was in a fully committed lesbian relationship. So... that town still got it, baby. It'll flip you if you let it. You already knew I was a lesbian because you can see me. Good job, detectives. Cracked another case. It is true. Once you've been a lesbian long enough, a denim jacket just appears on your doorstep. Fits perfectly. You can wear it for the rest of your life. It's true. Once you've been a lesbian long enough, you just wake up one morning and the rest of your hair is on your pillow and this is your haircut now. I love my girlfriend so much. She's my heart. I love her so much. Yeah, it's cute. We're that gross. Oh, we're disgusting. We're adorable. I love her so much. But I did get, I'll admit, and I admitted to her, I got scared when I fell in love with another woman. I got a little bit scared that I would miss men. I am not, strictly speaking, a lesbian person. I've done the whole darn thing. I've done it all. I've gotten dude parts hard, gotten lady parts wet. I've done it! Life is a buffet. Eat a wiener. Have a slice of pie. They're all delicious. That's not true. They all taste kind of weird and like copper. But get in there. Find your lucky penny. I got scared when I fell in love with my girlfriend. I got scared that I would grow to miss what I love about men. And it turns out I didn't need to worry. You can just buy a penis now. You can just buy it. You don't even have to leave your house. You don't have to go to a creepy store. You can just click, click, and they bring a penis. They just bring it. Just bring it to your house. You know what? Don't even put mine in a cardboard box. No, throw that shit in a clear plastic bag. Let's let FedEx know what's up in my house. Yeah, UPS, I'll show you what brown can do for you. Of course I got a brown one. It's very nice that you can buy them now. It's nice that you can just buy a fake penis to use. It's very fun. But men, I want you to know that the real thing is better. Appreciate your disbelief. That is 1,000% true. I don't care if you have a tiny, teeny, thumbnail dick man. I don't care. In fact, big dick men are worthless. Worthless. You do nothing with them. You just flop it out. Like, that's going to make me cut. That's it. That's all. Oh, I saw it. That's not... No! You find yourself a fellow with a dick like that twist tie you used to close cheap bread. That's your man. That's your man. He knows what he is working with. He is going to compensate. And you are going to compensate. I just made that one up. I'm really happy with it. Trust me, a real dick is a fantastic thing, but the fake dicks offer a few key advantages. A few key advantages. Number one, it's already in your house. Already there. You don't have to text that dick at 3 a.m. like a creep. You don't have to do that. You don't have to go to a bar with that dick and listen to it explain how you don't understand music until last call. You don't have to do that. Number two, it's always hard. Always. Always hard. Always. Always hard. Always. You don't have to be nice to it first. You don't have to do anything weird. You can pour whiskey directly on it. Still hard. Wash it off first, but it's still hard. And number three, when it sleeps with your friends, it's actually a really good time. I have one last story to tell. This happens to me. Kind of a lot of happens to me. I think it happens to a lot of women. Women of stature and power. I get asked if I'm a boy or a girl a lot. That comes up. It's never an adult that asks. It is always a child that asks. Adults don't ask. They just see you and talk about you. It's different. Adults are assholes. Kids are monsters. It's not the same. It was a little girl. She looked me up and down, and she couldn't take it. Ah, are you a boy or a girl? Felt like a big moment. Felt like a teaching moment. I had to be honest with that child. She's the future. Oh, honey. Gender is a wholly invented construct that doesn't fully encompass the human experience. Yes. And what you'll find is that if you ask someone to choose between two points on a binary, that's both limiting and dangerous. Yes. Because what you're asking is boy or girl. What you're really asking is predator or prey. And if you answer girl, you're answering prey. And what will start to happen is you'll start to feel the crushing pressure from above of the invisible barrier forever preventing you from attaining your hopes and your dreams. And it'll just push you farther and farther down until one day you're just lying in the fetal position in the shower, reading the backs of shampoo bottles, and realizing that even though the ingredient list is the same, his is half the price. Why are you crying? Did I scare you? Good.
Give it up for Caitlin Gill!
Oh my gosh, you guys. Guess what? Tuto Queens is coming to my hometown, Los Angeles. We'll have stand-up, special guests, and trust me, you're going to laugh your buns off. Thursday, October 5th at the Theater at Ace Hotel. Don't be a loser. Be a winner, y'all. Get your tickets now at kpcc.org/in-person.
This message comes from Two Dope Queens sponsor, BetterHelp. What's the right amount of socializing for you? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. Therapy can help you figure out your boundaries, how to recharge, and your social sweet spot so you can build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Try therapy with BetterHelp. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Visit BetterHelp.com/DopeQueens today to get 10% off your first month.
This week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, I'll talk with psychologist Jonathan Haidt about his book, The Anxious Generation.
We're overprotecting in one place, and I'm saying, lighten up, let your kids out. and we're underprotecting another. And I'm saying, don't let your kids spend 9 hours a day on the internet talking with strange men. It's just not a good idea.
Jonathan Haidt on the New Yorker Radio Hour from WNYC Studios. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
About our next comedian.
She is delightful. I love her so much. She runs a wonderful show out here in LA called Thigh Gap Comedy. She's a bomb ass woman. Please give it up for Danielle Rapper!
I'm from Seattle, Washington, which I love. Yeah, Seattle, Washington is fucking dope. I love Seattle. I live in LA now. I love LA because I feel like going to comedy shows in LA is the only place you can go to see your favorite actors from car commercials read their own tweets on stage. Like, I think that's pretty dope. And my parents came to visit me recently, and my mom was like, I want to go to Hollywood. I want to go to Hollywood. And I was like, no, you don't. You want to go to Hollywood that's on TV. The Hollywood that's on TV is in Canada. The Hollywood that's here is located at the end of a series of bad decisions. Like, it's not the same. But I did. I took her to Hollywood and Vine because I love her and wasn't going to say no. And so we got there and she saw all the characters and she got really excited because my mom likes to make friends. And she was like, oh my God, is that Optimal Prime? Oh my God, is that Spidey Man? Is that Elmo? I want to take a picture with Elmo. And I was like, do you have Elmo money? Because Elmo is not your friend, and he is not free. Elmo will tickle me, stab you. He is not your buddy. Elmo is just like every other beautiful person in LA, just selling his gorgeous body for money. I love my mom, but she's very superstitious. And so she's always like, don't put your purse on the floor. If you put your purse on the floor, you won't have any money. And I'm like, no. I'm pretty sure the fact that you let me major in theater is why I don't have any money. Don't blame mission on floor demons. It had everything to do with the fact you were like, yeah, no, fuck it, it's fine, go to art school. It's totally fine. It's super fine. And so because my art school did not have math, I'm not good with money, and my credit score is so bad, it's not even a number. It's just a dude who hits you in the face for asking, why you being nosy? You don't need to know. You don't need to know. So my birthday recently passed, and I turned an age. And just any age, pick one. And Beyonce also has the exact same birthday as me. No, like day, month, and year. Okay, good for you. Really? Good for me? Yeah? Do y'all want a reminder of what someone else has done? With the exact same amount of time that you've had? Is that what you want?
No, good for you still.
No, not good for me still, random heckler. No! Girls, and also other people and non-binary folks, it was my birthday, I was walking along, and I saw this beautiful, really gorgeous, like, blonde child, and she was with her dad, and they were walking, and she saw me, and she goes, like, ee-hee-hee. So I waved at her, because of course, who doesn't wave at children? Monsters. So I waved, and she turns to her dad, and she goes, Daddy, 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 look! Beyonce waved at me. Right? 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 And her dad looks at me and goes, oh, honey, no. That is not Beyonce. Yeah, fuck you, Dad. Just because you didn't bother to teach your white baby the difference between brown women doesn't mean you gotta bust up my spot. I could be Beyonce. I could write an album about soft drinks. Except for like that part where you gotta pretend like Jay-Z's attractive. I feel like I can skip that part. Oh, I'm sorry. Is he here? Is he here? Is he here? I feel like if Jay-Z was here, he would see me do that and then he would be like, huh, she got jokes. And then just like be okay with the thing I just said. Like Jay-Z's fine. He's cool. It's fine. He's cool. And like that's, and here's the thing, like I feel like that's how I know that Beyonce loves him, because he cheated on her and he wrote the song that was in a fucking movie about Bugs Bunny, you guys. Did you know that? He wrote the song "You Buggin'" that was used in Space Jam. And when he cheated on Beyonce, she called it Lemonade. And not this nigga Bugs Bunny think he gets to play me. And that's how I know that she loves that man. Okay, good night, you guys. Thank you so much. I'm Danielle Radford. Have a great night.
Give it up for Danielle Radford!
You just heard Danielle Radford and Caitlin Gill.
Two Dope Queens is produced by Joanna Solitaroff, Jen Poyant, Paula Schumann, and Rachel Neal. Our team includes Joe Plord, Matt Boynton, Ed Haber, George Wellington, Isaac Jones, and Shanoa Estrada. Our theme music was composed by Jeff Brodsky.
Have you checked out our video page on Facebook yet? You can watch a bunch of our live shows, plus behind-the-scenes videos from our tracking sessions, like the time we made Jessica's mom give love advice about dealing with stinky-ass farts.
Oh my gosh, that was iconic. Love you, Mom. So that was funny.
I love you too, Mom.
Oops. Don't bite. Don't bite the moment.
Wikey bite. Matthew Reese talking. Oh, he's so hot. Let me just hear for like 2 seconds.
I'm here today with former Brothers and Sisters star.
Not him.
And current America's Leading Man, Matthew Reese.
Thank you, Michael. First time I've been called a leading man.
Oh, shit. I just came.